Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is in volume 5, letter number 1422, and this is dated Tezvah Shvat, Baruch Hashem, Tezvah Shvat, Toshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding about your letter, you writing about the condition of your wife, may she live. So the Rebbe says, write about the condition of your wife, may she live. So the Rebbe says you should ask the consult an expert, a doctor who is a expertise is in this part of the medicine that he should give to your wife instructions how she should conduct herself during her pregnancy. So you, however, the Rebbe tells him, so she should go to a doctor and to go to a professional, somebody who's an expert in that field, and consult and see what she needs to do. But you, as the husband, so you, number one, the Rebbe says, you should check the mezuzahs to make sure that your home mezuzahs are kosher. Number two, see to it that your wife should give tzedakah to a charity of Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes, Rabbi Meir the miracle worker, before lighting of the candles on every Erev Shabbos Kodesh and Erev Yom Tov, before Shabbos Kodesh and Yom Tov. Number three, when she does become pregnant, not to publicize it until she enters her fifth month of pregnancy. And number four, when she becomes pregnant, so when you do the night Shema, Krishma Shalamito, before you say the blessing of Hamapil, you say the chapter of Tehillim Lam Natzeach Ya'ancho, which is chapter 20, and when you complete the chapter, you should repeat again the verse Ya'ancho Hashem, and at time you say it, or right before you say it, you should think that may it be the will before Blessed Hashem, as if you had all the intentions that belong to that verse. And number five, when your wife will become pregnant in a good and auspicious time, let us know over here, let me know basically, so that I can also give it over on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the title Zechus Yom Aleinu. It seems from the Rebbe's letter, of course, we don't see exactly, you know, the condition there. It seemed like she wasn't pregnant yet, and she was trying to get pregnant, and the Rebbe was saying, and the Rebbe is almost saying for sure that she will become pregnant, and the Rebbe is sort of saying, but the Rebbe is saying to do these various different things to make sure, cautions and what she should do and shouldn't do, not to announce it and things like that. But the Rebbe says it would be superfluous to prolong in the absolute necessity in all matters as they apply to Taras HaMishpacha, to family purity, as articulated in the codifiers, and Hashem may give you the zechus to give us good news, to notify good news with blessings. So just to recap, so the Rebbe says, go to a professional doctor, check the mezuzahs, make sure to give tzedakah before lighting the candles, not to publicize it, and the special instruction by Krishma Shemitah before Hamapil to say Lam Natzeach Yancho, and when you say the word Yancho again or before, to think about all the kavanas, and also to make sure to notify the Rebbe when his wife does becomes pregnant. So the Rebbe says, not for me, so that I can give it over to my father-in-law. He's just the agent to give it over to his father-in-law about that.